Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its five-year mission, to explore.
That good health,
to seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smell the Good, an international
call. Hail, away from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
We live
up in this motherfucker. All right, check this out, people. This is some extraterrestrial shit that we done did. You know what I'm saying? Right here live on Starship Smother Pride. You have Captain Goofy Bone has taken over the ship temporarily today, and we'll be controlling things on the bridge and thus far. And I'm live remote from the hood to give y'all some in-depth talk about today's subject. Today is My Health, Your Health Monday presents cocaine. And I ain't got the little drop, you know, from Rick James. Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug. So, and I ain't an expert on it, but I have had my dabbles around it. And that's what we're going to talk about today, though. Is there health effects to it? You know what I'm saying? And what are the side effects to it? You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're doing today. You got the porn music up? You know what the porn music at?
I don't know what your shit's at. I mean, come on, man. It's a Mexican breaks into someone's house. You don't know where the shit's at. Come on, now.
That's why I got to look around. Look around, look around.
Look around.
It's either Debbie Does Dallas or Taboo Porn.
Okay, let's look up Debbie because I know that one personally.
Right there, right there at the top at the number. I think it's called the number. If you put it in there, hell, you want to label it.
Now, you know what? Label
it. Hell, you put all them motherfuckers in there.
Shit. I put them in there?
Hell yeah, you loaded all that back in the day.
Okay, well, I don't know. Shit. Yeah. Fuck it. Yeah.
Bridge to Captain Kirk.
Fuck, I need some help here, you know what I mean? Shit. Oh, man. I don't know. I'm going to try to figure this shit out. I'm also loading some music for you, man. So, you know, you have some extra music because I know you got tons of it, but I mean, fuck it.
Yeah, new shit. Yeah. Hey, I need you ain't never give me Let's Go.
Oh, Let's Go?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I got to find that. That's in the archives. Is it under porn music or what's it under? The numbers,
and then they say tap. One of them say Debbie Does Dallas. They all in alphabetical order. So Debbie Does Dallas or say Taboo Porn Music.
Let's see. Oh, here we go. I found it, bitches. Don't even trip.
Hush.
There we go. Cyanide's up in this motherfucker. Well, he's not on the phone, but I mean, he's up in the chat room. I busted the chat room open, too. So you got everything going for you, homie.
You're going down. Appreciate it, buddy. Love. Shout out to Goofy Bone, man, for scheduling the show today. You know what I'm saying? Live from the first and them over at DJ Party Time House. You know what I'm saying? Then they was sleep, though.
Hey, DJ Party Time's up in the motherfucking house.
Nah, he ain't here though. He don't know nothing about the subject anyway, you know.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, I'm putting all the new red shades because, you know, I had to yell at Red Shades for be like, you know, he's trying to con me into buying this song right here, but you know, I'm not getting nothing in return. You don't even call the show anymore. Can I get some new music, please? So she shot me some new music, so it's being down low.
I had to go on Jack E. Moore, man. I'm like, dang, dog, I can't get no new music. What's up? Is it like that?
That is crazy.
So you got anything from him? I need to...
E. Moore.
They said they're watching some old crazy ass shit. Leprechaun 4 in space.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, well, while I'm uploading this music right here, we're going to go ahead and go to a track.
Get back in.
Oh, wait a minute. Cyanide's up in this motherfucker. Let's bring Cyanide up in here. Oh, where's your bean shit at?
Right below the porn music.
Oh, right below the porn music? All right, hold on real quick. Sorry, people. I'm new at this shit. I never asked to control this big ass shit. They conned the Mexican to fucking do this shit. But anyways, here we go.
Transport a business.
Cyanide?
Good day, good day. Oh, thanks for playing that slide.
I got half of him. Now he's in full.
Oh shit, here we go. Hello, como ven we?
Como ven we?
Alright, chilling like a villa man.
Yeah, hey, como ven we or whatever.
We just Asian Creole month, you know what I'm saying? It's all about Creole.
Why is Goofy here running the bridge?
Because I couldn't call you in the Netherlands.
Alrighty, but you are out. You're not home or what?
Yeah. I'm out and about.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I was going where I'm at. The internet just went down right before I went to do the show. So I chirped the Goofy Bone, and then you know, modern technology works in its mysterious ways. You know what I'm saying?
Alrighty.
Yeah.
So we're talking about cocaine, which I don't think that's your area of expertise, but over here in the United States, you know what I'm saying? A couple of us have dibbled and dabbed in it, you know what I'm saying? So you can add something to that story?
Oh, cyanide's a cocaine head?
What?
No, not really, but okay. I've tried it.
Oh, you tried it before? Oh.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah? Was it a one-time?
No, it's not a one-time deal, but the shit is so expensive and it doesn't really work that well on me. You can rather spend your money on weed.
Yeah.
I notice more from a good joint than from a sniff of cocaine.
There you go, people. There you go, people. This is Cocaine Monday, goddammit. Monday presents Cocaine, bitches. Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
It's a hell of a drug. It's a hell of a drug.
Hey, well, you got some new shit you
going to
play or something, or what's up?
Oh, no, I thought you were going to do your intro thing, so I'm over here eating. Because it was my homeboy's birthday, and he's got leftover goodies and shit, so I'm over here picking out on some pie.
Oh, it was his birthday?
You know, it was his birthday on Friday, so, but, we all got together. I mean, we had a big old party, man. This is motherfucking loser weekend over here. It's supposed to be a big old sports fucking weekend over here in the Bay Area. The motherfucking Raiders lost to the 40 fucking Niners. The Giants lost yesterday. The Sharks lost yesterday. Man, it was motherfucking loser weekend, man.
Yeah.
I'm pissed off, man. I'm
if you would have said the fucking 69ers, I would have understood, but 49ers?
The 40 fucking Niners, these fucking faggots. and they haven't won a game all year. It's the first game they won, and of course they had to be against the Raiders. It's just our luck.
That's over in the
We gonna play a song right now. Don't worry about my problems, people. I just happen to see a nice song right here that I wanted to play. So, here we go.
Worldwide.
This is another Dead Dog Rebel production.
Yeah, that song.
you're thinking about leaving, or leaving this time.
Trying to look like Rambo and shit. You fake Rambo looking motherfucker, man. Please, the fuck out of here. Oh, shit. Any of them motherfucking fuck the beat, pop on.
Are we live?
There they don't fucking go.
Now look at
them. Hey, what's that? We back? We guys?
We back, bitch.
Yeah, we live.
Cocaine guy.
Hey, Cyanide, if you want to take over controls, by all means, because you're the co-captain. I'm just the Mexican in the corner that they pointed, saying, go out there and save the world. You know what I mean, homeboy?
Well, at least you know the song names. I don't know any songs.
Oh.
And,
well, I fucking don't know
fuck
the songs, man.
Just try.
Oh, that's independent music. You ain't supposed to know the music. Shit. That's why it's indie music. You're supposed to know it, just play it, you know what I'm saying?
I'm over here, working on a song. No disrespect, Smelly, but, you know, you asked for some help, and if I could, you know, if I could assist, I'll assist. But if I can't, then I can't. But I could, so I did it.
You know what I'm saying?
Holy shit. Hold on, there's somebody else on the line. What is that, 425? What is that, Heavenly Angel?
Heavenly Angel. Yes,
okay,
it is.
Hey, hold on, Heavenly Angel. I'm new at this, so I got to learn how these fucking buttons work. All right.
Yeah, come
here.
Timmy!
What happened?
Wow, that worked.
Hello, Coleman Weiss.
Yeah, it worked. Did it work?
Oh, she's here, honey. I mean,
can you hear
me? Hey, honey, how you doing?
I'm all right. What's up? Where's Smelly at?
He's there.
Oh.
He's on the phone.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I like that group, too. I love that song that was just playing.
Oh, man, that's like a sex song.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Konnichiwa.
Hey, hello.
He's on the bat line?
Yeah, I'm on the remote line today. I'm on the red phone. Well, remote
red
phone.
Red hot phone, huh?
Yeah, we live from the hood. Shout out to Trey Foe, 31st, 32nd, everybody around Chelsea Street. We live.
You live on the streets, huh?
Over here, you way over there. I couldn't think of nothing to compare that to. Your mouth over here, your feet way over there. Oh, sorry, people. That was an in-your-business conversation, you know what I'm saying? How somebody get in your business. Oh, I ain't seen
that. Hey, can I give a shout-out to the women I had a good time with this weekend?
I guess you just did, but yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay, well, shout-out to Rachel, Brittany, and Nubby, and Tipsy. And, no, Tippies. Tippies, that was her name, Tippies. And, yeah, fuck, I had a time of my life.
Well, I hope Jimmy was your best friend.
Jenny.
What did you say her name was?
Who, Tippy? It was Rachel, Nubby, Tippies, and what was the other chick's name? Brittany. Rachel has some bomb-ass tits for an Asian chick. I'll tell you that for damn sure.
Damn, nigga, you got a home in the back for me, nigga? Nigga, homed in on the coat and shit. Time to run, nigga. Time to run. Hey, they got a four-piece free special every day at, KFC, and that ain't sponsored by Harpo.
Every day?
Yeah. Chicken gonna be $8, but, you know. Hey, chicken gonna be $8, but, you know, you get four pieces free. Shit, wait, that's what we're promising. That's still $8 for 4 pieces of chicken. God damn. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, are you gonna take over, Cyanide?
Alrighty, I'm finishing up for my work, something I gotta do. So if you wait 2 more minutes, I can take over.
Okay, cool. What's up? Nah, cause I don't know what the fuck to do on the switchboard. You know, I just let Captain smell so good. That's why it's a captain.
Porn.
Oh yeah.
Do nothing else. Play porn. There you go. Nothing else happens. Play porn. If anything goes wrong, play porn. It always gets out of everything.
I'm scared. Shout out to Heavenly Angel, Sinai, the Captain Smells So Good. I'm just your stand-in for the day. Today is My Health, Your Health Monday, presented by Cocaine. Oh, no. Present Cocaine.
Drug. This is a hell of a drug.
This show is sponsored by...
It's a hell of a drug.
Yeah, I don't touch this stuff.
Oh, okay. You ain't never had no experience in it?
I don't need that.
Okay. Experience, you know what I'm saying? Back in Free Willy days.
Free Willy days? Was that
the 80s? All hangout days. You know? You weren't part of that era? Not trying to call you older or anything. You know what I'm saying? Not trying to date you or anything. You're still a hot mom. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't mess around with nothing. Mary Jane is my best friend. That's all I need.
Oh.
Need drugs or alcohol.
Personally, handled it, you know what I'm saying? I was never a consumer of it. I'm a thumb out your mouth. That's it. Older folks that still suck their thumbs, that's going to be a new episode. Come on. Last testimony that's going to be on that. I don't know why I feel sorry. I'm only 50. Goddamn, girl. But I got a couple of people I'm having to bring special on the show. They ain't even going to know. Anyways, back in the days, though, you know, I bagged up a couple of little bags of the Pocanina. And,
So you did cocaine back in the day?
No, I said I bagged up some cocaine.
Oh, yeah, I sold cocaine gang of time. I sold it by the pound.
Yeah, like, because back it's not this shit. They got nowadays some old stuff.
I wish it was like it was back in the early 90s. Fuck, that shit was out like hotcakes, people.
Yeah, man. It was pure. It was that pure shit. It was that straight out of the
pure as a driven snow.
I'm in the switchboard right now.
Okay, I'm going to step down, people, and I'm going to let Captain Cyanide from the Netherlands, from his home planet of the Netherlands, take over.
Hey.
Let me see if I can sign into the chat. As co-host.
Hey, it's Lil Shell.
Yay.
Hey, we looking at it. We got Lil Kim's sister in the hood, Lil Shell.
A Lil Shell?
Yeah, look, this is digging in his toes. A Lil sister.
Okay, where's the porn?
Well, you don't know that. Wow. It's underneath the cabinet, man. Look right underneath my cabinet right now. And look at the drawer number one.
I'm looking for 1A. Yeah, I'm there.
There you go. Porn stored in drawers, you know what I'm saying? I make sure you keep that away from me.
Hey, I didn't play this. Who played this?
I did.
Is this the taboo porn music?
Yeah, this is the taboo porn music right there.
Alrighty, then I got it. And the transporter, we got the outbeam. Woohoo!
There you go. Learn it.
Where's
you're
the mashed potatoes at?
Like that.
Mashed potatoes.
Got the mashed potatoes?
Uh-oh.
Mashed
potatoes. You
ain't serving up no mashed potatoes? Hey, son, yeah. Kane, is it a... Ooh, is it like something everybody do, or is it... It's pretty much five people at the club that, you know what I'm saying, do it.
Oh, people still doing it.
I mean, is it like a home drug or most people do it at the clubs and stuff?
You mean recreational drug?
I'm still browsing through the sample list.
Who the fuck... Yeah, move the nigga as motherfucker. That, you know what I'm saying? Move the nigga.
Little. Damn, this is a lot. How do you keep up with this?
Oh yeah, that's how it gets down.
Fuck bitches that add me, then delete my comments when they put something out there. You hoes are fucking stupid.
Alrighty, I can't find the mashed potatoes.
It's all the way at the top. The mashed potatoes at the top draw, man. It's at the top draw. The label dick in the mashed potatoes.
Shit. Shit, if this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Got that shit organized.
Man, I can't even find that no more.
What?
You can't find your dick in the mashed potatoes no more?
I haven't put them in the mashed potatoes, but I mean, I can't find that little cookie.
Maybe that's why you can't
find it. Where I bought that at.
You having a hard time finding the mashed potatoes, baby?
I want to stick mine in your mashed potatoes.
Shut the fuck up. You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
Sorry, Cyanide. I didn't mean to say that.
Oh, man.
He's on a roll now, baby. Come on.
We're watching daytime television, people, and they got a fake Rambo, fake Barbie doll looking chick, fake black dude, and now he's gonna reunite in space, right? He's gonna magically just form back up into space. I'm sorry, people, we're watching Leprechaun 4.
So that's when you know a series has gone bad, when they go to the number 4, you know what I mean?
Hey, I mean, all
actually,
of them.
Leprechaun.
First one was alright, but then this shit just started to suck. Episode after episode after episode. Like, man, come on.
Friday you sound soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
You might want to take the controls back.
Hey, I gotta
practice.
I think
he's gaining power here. Watch out.
You know, I'm going to turn you on because you always like to people out, make them unexpected hosts. You know what I'm saying?
I think you just created a monster.
Again?
He on his way.
Oh, no, wait. That was not you, Smitty. That was not you.
Certainly is getting ready for the cyanide hour. You know what I'm saying?
The cyanide hour.
Take your poison today.
The cyanide hour.
Something
well, if, if I create a show, I guarantee you don't want to listen to that.
Why not?
Why not?
Hey, Cyanide, I was once like you, man. I was like, man, if I create a show, ain't nobody going to listen to me. I got over 100,000
listeners. No.
You
that's
know what I mean?
Not what I'm saying. I'm saying you are not going to listen to it.
Oh, I'm not going
to
listen to it?
Yeah, I'm going to put it full with an hour of techno music.
All right. Pop that shit
and what's
up,
wrong with techno music? As long as I can fuck to it, I'm going to listen to it.
Well, if you want to fuck to 180 beats a minute, that's possible, yeah.
Yeah, I'm Goofy Bone. Anything's possible.
On draw 1-6, I got some techno music.
1-6?
Yeah. Put it on.
Oh, yeah, I saw some other... Anyway.
Is that the top draw? Is it towards the top draw?
What's the top draw? Alrighty.
This is education as fine people.
Anybody want any leftover pizza?
Sure, what kind is it?
Cold pepperoni.
Oops.
Yeah, I like cold pepperoni pizza.
Beam it.
Oh, where it is. How's it called?
Detox, deluxe, some shit like that.
Just start pushing buttons.
Nigga, how about you do the ass? Shit, if this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potatoes. For real, man. Motherfucker, come on. How you gonna buy a damn 50 cent cigarette with a quarter and shit?
Now, is the mashed potatoes cold or is it hot?
It's hot.
They look warm.
Lukewarm. Yeah, how you gonna have me on a half?
No, I can't find it. Nah.
Porn music. Upload some of your techno.
Okay. You want me to upload some techno?
Here's the new Red Shades, everyone, because Cyanide's not doing anything. This is if she ran for president. Oh, shit, did it download?
Shit.
Really chill. I'm looking for some music to upload, so you keep up the show.
Martin and Bailey.
I'm actually making a song right now, Cyanide, so here's Red Shade running for president.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Social deviant. I know your problem. Like, damn, man, here goes that chick again. What she really got to say, that be worth listening. I'm sick of all her bickering and that she's always mentioning. How these rappers sucking that they really ain't no different. Watch quickly how I switch this shit. At times you gotta dumb it down for those who are illiterate. Then they wanna turn around and act like they can teach you shit. Then I'll turn your heart to a frown. Then I'll get to preaching shit. You don't want it with me, people get intimidated. Cause I'm educated and I know I should. Guess that's what happens when you try to fix something that ain't broken. You should go and leave it as it is. One thing that the bad people always got two cents. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. We all got our problems and soon we gotta make amends. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. You should run for president. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. You should run for president. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. It kills me, this'll probably be an argument. But when did y'all get so involved with politics? Please don't say before Obama trick, cause even I'll admit that's about the time I started it. And at least I did acknowledge it. It's important that I got a problem with. It's this one thing that got me stressing. The ones that voted for him are the ones against him. Why did you do it in the first place? That your response cliche, it was about race. Did you vote for Bush because he's white? But when he ran, you did not know who's running, right? But now you think you know the game. Mad at him Obama, cause in 2 years they just see a change. I don't agree with everything he does, no, but if you know so much, won't you get up in the front? One thing, that's a bad people always got two cents. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. We all got our problems and soon we gotta make amends. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. Stay out of people's business, but that don't mean that I'm timid or afraid to state opinions. I think we are so caught up with these labels and perceptions that we hear these people speak, but very seldom get the message. And I never have hate, this is freedom of expression. If that means that I'm a hater, then that's okay, I'll take it. But I know how it is when you're a politician, it's only so much you can do. But what if it were up to you? One thing, that's a bet, people's always got two cents. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. We all got our problems and soon we gotta make amends. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. You should run for president. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. You should run for president. Since you know so much, I think you should. This was not in any way or form directed toward people who disagree with actions made by President Obama, nor was this directed toward people who didn't vote for President Obama. This song was for people who were all for him in 08, but suddenly turned their back on him in 010. I think people started discussing politics now because it's a topic of discussion. I don't think people were really having thoughts or views of their own. I think they were just saying it because everybody else was saying it. So, if you got offended, you know, I apologize, but you also have to respect my opinion. This is a social deviant.
Damn.
In other words, if you don't like it, fuck you.
That was red now, shade, bitches.
Do I have to press refresh?
Red shade, man. I always hold this down, man. Shout out to Boston. Boston, Massachusetts. Sorry. I wish he had up there in Boston. Shouts out to Boston, man. Shouts out to Washington, man. Shouts out to San Jose, California. Shouts out to motherfucking Netherlands. And everybody worldwide.
Now, do I have to press refresh to be able to see the song that I uploaded?
Smoke. Set. Oh. Yeah, I had to get out of selling the coke though, because it used to be so pure that it used to make my hands sweat. Every time I used to have it in my hands, you know what I'm saying? I instantly my hands start sweating. So I have a whole bag of that shit. And then, you know what I'm saying? So if it's sweating, that means it's getting in your pores too, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't never wanna dabble with the shit like that. So I was,
and believe me, when it's in your pores, it's in your pores, people.
Yeah, so I say fuck that shit. So stop selling that. You know what I'm saying? Did the crack? You know what I'm saying? Sold the crack. And
porn music.
The crack.
Yeah. I don't know. Porn music. I got a techno song uploaded. You wanna hear?
Okay, we'll throw it on.
Oh well, fuck it. Let's get that. Get jiggy.
No.
Okay, enough of that. It's a 7-minute song.
Is that like 30 minutes?
No, it's a 7-minute song, so I didn't want to play it all.
I thought the show was over already.
No, it is not. But I believe we got 15 minutes till the Naughty News. You start on half an hour late, so.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right. We all live. My bad. This batch of 8.
You'll be able to get my
nutty
on anytime, baby.
Oh, boy, Howard. Damn, you say that so good, Heavenly Angel.
Thank you, Goofy.
Oh, almost got me hard right there. Oh, we could ask her to say it again and make it into a promo for the show.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Now she's gonna be silent. We're not gonna get a promo out of her, I believe. Why don't you say it, Heavenly Angel? This is the Starship Smelly Prize, and I'm here to get my nutty on.
Yeah.
We're not gonna get that pleasure.
Maybe
we turn you into a sample, a promo to use in the show.
Let me think for a minute. Gotta ask Smelly on that one.
Hey, woman, gotta ask me.
I'm just a sidekicker here. I'm just kicking it around, you know.
Hey, woman, we need the promo. You know what I'm saying? You already said it. We need promo. Open up another news.
All right, then. We on the Starship Smelly Prize. And I'm trying to get my nutty on.
Woo-hoo! Thank you very much.
That was fake. You got to do it better, because last time you almost got me hard. This time, it didn't even move.
Hey, you know what? I can't be forced into it, baby. It's got to be natural, you know?
Well, that was fake. You gotta do it right.
Well, we can wait until it comes out natural.
Okay.
Oh, it'll come out natural.
My exact thoughts. It'll come out natural, all right, baby.
Oh, man.
Tasty treat.
Oh, we can still put that together. This is a Starship Smelly Prize, and it all comes natural, baby.
Right.
I'm missing my smelly love, man.
Yeah, where's he at?
What's up, smelly love?
Get my smelly love on, too, you know?
Smelly love.
Smelly. Smelly.
He's still on the line.
Nothing like some smelly love, baby.
Bless your love.
I had to click over, people.
Hey, what are you doing, man?
I'm
remote right now, so I'm in like two different locations. So I'm over at my homeboy house, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm over at my other homeboy house. So it's like I'm at a stovetop commercial, you know what I'm saying? One on cooking. Someone just been a cook, so I'm like, shit.
Hey, why don't you give a shout out to your homeboy? What's his name?
Mitch Millionaire. Shout out to Mitch Millionaire. You over there cooking brunch, I guess you want to call it. And then shout out to Art. He over here cooking lunch, I guess you want to call it.
Okay.
Don't forget your boy, Timmy, man.
Shout out to the invisible man, because he's over there taking an invisible shit.
It would be more problematic if the invisible man would take a visible shit.
Have you ever seen the invisible man take a visible shit?
Yes, but Dr. Cece, last night, man, she hooked up some motherfucking pork chops, macaroni shells, and some vegetables with some a blueberry little muffin cake. Oh, man. I'm falling asleep, man. I'm supposed to go to work. Man, that shit put me in a coma, man. So Knockdown. That was Knockdown. Shouts out to her for the good food. Man, stop taking shit out of my motherfucking bucket.
So what brought you to my house, your house, cocaine today?
Not this Xavier. My motherfucking products and shit. So what did you say about the cocaine?
So how did you come about with the cocaine today for my house, your house, Monday?
Oh, well, yeah, that's a health issue. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually supposed to be around that mother homeboy house to give you more insight on that. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah, I have to walk around. I have to actually switch locations. I'll actually be switching locations, you know what I'm saying? And waltzing around there. And then I might have to come back around. Hey, but how long is it going to be to the cigarette? For how long?
Huh?
Motherfucker, I don't know what the hell you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, I got to get out of here because I got to finish this song that I'm writing.
Alrighty.
Are you leaving us already?
Hooded Justice for making this beat. It's called Body Language, and he's actually singing on it, I think. I don't know. But yeah. But anyway, well, I got to get out. Alright.
Have a great day.
Bye, night. Beam me off.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. Have a great day, Goofy Bone. See you tomorrow.
Thanks, Simon.
Goofy Bone. Shout out to Goofy Bone. You know what I'm saying?
That's the how.
Start it up in here, man. Kind of your health Monday. You talking about cocaine? It's a hell of a drug.
Who's flying this ship anyway?
I am.
Yeah, right. Night, so.
Got your co-pilot going.
Hey, you the co-pilot? I'm just remote now. I'm out in the field in my what they call it? I'm in one of them parks.
Boom boom. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We are now smoking weed. Boom, boom.
Thank you.
Flying high, are we?
Yeah, now
above the clap.
Please enjoy your.
Yeah, that you still got the trust to stay on the Starship Smelly Prize with me as the pilot.
Oh man!
Smoking weed behind the wheel. This is a starship, so behind the stick.
You can't get no higher than space, but fuck it, we already here.
You need to pass the cloud.
You know what I'm saying? Just keep going up, nigga. Let's see how high we can get. Shit, fuck it.
On the stratosphere.
Yeah, we went out of space and shit. How the hell y'all motherfuckers go out of space? I don't know. Motherfucker, we out of space. Shit, I don't know.
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
Oh. That means full body cavity check for you, there, Hell Angel.
What you gonna use to check it with?
Oh, you suggesting that? You know, that's how we do it up in space. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. We got no Vulcans, you know what I'm saying? We had to make a substitute, you know what I'm saying? Taking the same fingers, and yeah. The cavity search. You know, in my neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? I'm surrounded by, you know, various drugs. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I did a show for where I work at, oh man, you hear so many stories. I'll be like, God damn, is everybody on fucking coke down there? Like, shit. But, you know, some people recreational drugs, some people do it at home. You know what I'm saying? Some people choose to stay and do it around a lot of people. Some people just choose to, you know.
Some people hanging in a back alley.
Yeah, I don't understand why you want to do that on location with a lot of people. That means you got to use the key, and there's nothing more annoying than sniffing from a key.
Well, there's various ways to sniff the cocaine. So I've observed. You have the straw technique. Take the short straw.
Yeah, but that doesn't work when you're on a party or something like that.
Yeah, well, no. You know, a straw, a regular drinking straw. You can carry that around with you, you know what I'm saying, anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I understand, but doesn't really work very well.
Okay.
Especially not after the first two lines, because then you forget the straw.
Down into to get a better scoop. And educated. Oh, man. Back of a Newport box, a cigarette box. And on the back of the box, the lid of it. For coke users.
Someone at the door. Be right back.
Wow.
Jail.
What's the difference between crack cocaine and cocaine?
Cocaine is
the free form of crack cocaine. Crack cocaine is cooked up. It's still, and it's, you know, you got to add some shit to it, you know what I'm saying? to form crack, to hold together. So I don't know the ingredients, I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bijna allemaal. Oh, wacht even. Dat was vergeten de vorige keer.
Yeah, I posted a link about cocaine in the chat room, but nobody's in there but me.
Well, shout out to everybody in there but me, you know what I'm saying, and Miss Heaven and Angel, hanging out in the chat room.
Hey, hopelijk was het niet zo druk op de A2, als je de A73 pakt, zeg maar, dan ben je er wel. Dus. Hey, fijne avond. Hoi, hoi. That was a Dutch conversing with people from Belgium, two guys. But I'm free now. I'm back
to the Belgium in the motherfucking building.
Belgium was in the motherfucking building for 10 seconds.
Oh. What's happening in Belgium? What's going down over there?
I don't know.
Oh.
They really didn't ask them. I'm on your show, so I didn't really have time to ask
a
question. I'm on the switchboard running your show, man. What I'm supposed to...
There's a link I posted in there for you, Cyanide. Maybe you can read about this.
The Wikipedia.
For everything, man, you got to have 8 arms and 10 legs. Yeah, I think that sounds right.
Yeah, that's about right. And a couple of toes and fingers too, right?
Right, man. You got to be able to click over to the chat, click over to the switch, run the bridge, get Timmy out the fucking way, you know what I'm saying? Get the retard out of the way, you know what I'm saying? Keep the dicks out, the mashed potatoes. I mean, yeah, it's a lot to do, man. It's a lot to do.
Bridge to Captain Kirk.
Sir, yes, sir.
Well, there's a couple posts for you, Cyanide.
Yeah. Am I supposed to read it, or what?
I think so.
I was actually gonna cook. I'm not gonna read this.
But you're flying this shit, baby.
I'm not gonna read this. I've seen the first line. It contains of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 words I cannot pronounce.
Damn.
Go to the next one.
I'll try it. Cocaine, benzoyl methylaconine, is a crystalline trill pain alkaloid that is obtained from the leaves of the coca plant. The name comes from coca in addition to the alkaloid suffix -ine, forming cocaine. It is a stimulant of the central nervous system, an appetite suppressant, and a tropical anesthetic. Specifically, it is a serotonin, norepinephrine, dopamine reuptake inhibitor. Very nice. Which mediates functionality of these neurotransmitters as an exogenous catecholamine transporter ligand. Very nice. Because of the way it affects the mesolimbic reward pathway, cocaine is addictive. Alrighty. You heard it, but did you understand it?
No.
Alrighty. So
Read the second link. It's better. It's what is it called? National Institute on Drug Abuse for Cocaine.
Alrighty. Cocaine is a powerfully addictive stimulant drug. The powdered hydrochloride salt form of cocaine can be snorted or dissolved in water and then injected. Crack is the street name given to the form of cocaine that has been processed to make a rock crystal, which when heated produces vapors that are smoke. The term crack refers to the crackling sound produced by the rock as it is heated.
How is cocaine abused?
Yeah.
By the nose.
Reroutes of administration are commonly used for cocaine.
Snorting, injecting, and smoking. I only smoked it a couple of times. I snorted it a couple of times. But I never injected it. I'm not putting a needle in my body. No way.
You're part of the animal, man. The animal.
Hey, everybody gets to be young sometime.
You know. That is not too bad.
Well, snorting is the process of inhaling cocaine powder through the nose, where it is absorbed into the bloodstream through the nasal tissues. Injection is the use of a needle to insert the drug directly into the bloodstream. Smoking involves inhaling cocaine vapor or smoke into the lungs, where absorption into the bloodstream is as rapid as it is by injection. All three methods of cocaine abuse can lead to addiction and other severe health problems, including increased risk of contracting AIDS and other infectious diseases.
Including increasing the risk of contracting AIDS. I think that only goes when you use a needle.
That's when you're sharing it in the streets or wherever you are in some drug house. or someone who, a friend, you could have a friend who has AIDS and you're sharing a needle.
Well, yeah, if you share a needle, but if you smoke it or snort it, I don't see a possible way of getting AIDS by that, HIV.
Yeah, they're not saying that that's how you can get it, though.
Yeah, through the use of needles. Yeah, but the other two methods, just regular methods. You know what I'm saying? Smoking now, but when you smoke it, oh man, that shit just stinks so fucking bad, man. That is some stinking shit.
Rotten egg smell.
Smell like burnt plastic. I've been around stars. You know what I'm saying? So-called superstars be smoking that shit, and I have the exit stage left because that shit they be stinking. I can't handle that.
Off topic, by the way, I heard this one on the radio the other day. Have you ever heard of rodeo sex, Smelly?
Rodeo sex?
Uh-huh.
Rodeo?
Rodeo sex, yeah.
Rodeo sex, like riding buck wild horses and...
Uh-huh, yeah, something like that.
So how do you have rodeo sex? You're buck wild?
No, you take a girl from behind, you grab her by the hair, and then you whisper in her ear, I got an STD, and then you stay, see how long you can stay on.
Oh, hell no. That's terrible. That's really, really bad. Well, here, let me tell you about the intensity and duration of cocaine effects, which includes increased energy, reduced fatigue, and mental alertness. Depending on the route of drug administration, the faster cocaine is absorbed in the bloodstream and delivered to the brain, the more intense the high. Injection or smoking cocaine produces a quicker, stronger high than snorting. On the other hand, faster absorption usually means shorter high from smoking may last about 5 to 10 minutes. Wow, no wonder why they're constantly firing it up. In order to abstain the high, a cocaine abuser has to administrate the drug again and again. For this reason, cocaine is sometimes abused in binges, taken repeatedly within a relatively short period of time at increasingly higher doses.
I've seen him do it. Easily five grams in a night per person.
Who that in the hood, man, that club up yet? They go on every night, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and the effects include dehydration and the dry throat. I can say that out of experience. And
wow.
It numbs down your nose. If you put a little on your tongue, it completely numbs down your mouth. You can't feel your tongue anymore, and stuff like that.
I dated a female who you know, dabbled in that and stuff. And let me put it on you. And like, man, what I do? Put it on my.
Oh, no, you didn't. What did you just say? Repeat that.
You were dropping out. Melly?
We lost.
Did we lose him?
Okay.
Are you back? We lost you for a second.
I don't fall out, baby. what the hell I was saying?
Okay, get on your face. I think that's what you said.
Yeah, no. She asked me. She said, could she do it? And I was
what is
like,
that?
Yeah.
That's terrible. I know you got
jokes. Dudes want to do that to dudes because they say it make your dick last longer, stay up hard.
That's not even funny.
You know what I'm saying? So they put it on the tip of your dick. You know what I'm saying? They'll suck it off, snort it off, or whatever, however the fuck. I don't know because...
Yeah, it numbs down your front end of your dick. Just like I said, if you put it in your mouth, it numbs down your mouth. If you put it on your dick, it numbs down the tip of your dick so you can last longer.
I can't even put it in the pussy anyway, baby.
Well, there's not much unhealthy about it. I guess that is the most healthy use of cocaine that you can find, at least for the man. Not for the woman if she sucks it off.
Oh, but now because my homeboy he was with a chick one night, you know what I'm saying? They went in the room and handled their business, but then he came out, you know, because he couldn't do nothing.
He probably snorted it.
They done hit a couple of lines, you know what I'm saying? I mean, in some dudes you talking about something, he can get the dick on, and then some dudes be like, I can't do nothing.
Well, it depends. It depends on the person. For each person, it has a little different how it affects the body.
Well, here, let me tell you what adverse effects cocaine does have on your health. Abusing cocaine has a variety of adverse effects on the body. For example, cocaine constricts blood vessels, dilates pupils, increases body temperature, heart rate, and blood pressure. It can also cause headaches, gastrointestinal complications such as abdominal pain and nausea. Because cocaine tends to decrease appetite, chronic users can become malnutrition as well. Different methods of taking cocaine can produce different adverse effects. Regular intranasal use, snorting of cocaine, for example, can lead to loss of senses of smell, nosebleeds, problems with swallowing, hoarseness, and a chronically running nose. Ingesting cocaine can cause severe bowel, gangrene as a result of reduced blood flow. Wow, that's terrible.
Blah, 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 blah.
Injecting cocaine can bring about severe allergy reactions and increased risk for contracting AIDS and other blood-borne diseases. Binge-patterned cocaine may lead to irritability, restlessness, and anxiety. Cocaine abusers can also experience severe paranoia, a temporary state of full-blown paranoia, psychosis, in which they lose touch with reality and experience auditory hallucinations. Regardless of the root or frequency of cocaine abusers can experience acute cardiovascular, can't say that word very well, cardiovascular or can you say that?
Serotonin?
No, I can't say the word. Cerebrovascular emergencies, such as a heart attack or stroke, which may cause sudden death. Cocaine-related deaths are often a result of cardiac arrest or seizures followed by respiratory arrest.
Ah, there you are. I know where you are right now. Well, I got to say, I know people, and it's not an advice for everybody to go ahead and do, because it's not that easy, that actually take it once a month when they go somewhere, out to a disco or something like that, and they stay off it for the rest of the month, so they control that very good, and in that way, it's not that bad of a drug. But if you start getting addicted to it and start using it and using it and using it over again, then it's when you notice that it's really a killer for your body when you do it that long.
Yeah.
But everybody is talking about abusing the drug, so there must be a way of using the drug.
Well, what about old Crocodile Dundee's method?
Crocodile Dundee.
You take all the dope and then you dump it in a pan and then you pour some hot water over it and then you put a hot rag over your head and you huff it and you.
That would work. That would work. Why do you want to do that? You will get the stuff on your skin, in your mouth, in your nose, about everywhere.
Right. This is what I'm saying. As a joke, the Crocodile Dundee movie. You know what I'm saying? The dude, he went to a party. He came from Australia to New York. You know what I'm saying? So he went to a party, and when everybody was around there, you know, doing drugs and shit. So he came and dude had a big bag of coke, you know what I'm saying, and he was hitting the line and shit. So he was like, oh, man, you wasting your time. Let me show you how to really do it. So then he took a big pan, and he dumped all the whole bag, I mean a whole damn key, into the pan, into the bowl, took a boiling pot of water off the stove, poured it over the coke, and then poured some hot water over the rag. You know what I'm saying? And then put it over the dude's head and then told the dude to put his head over the bowl and then just, you know what I'm saying, inhale like it's the vapor.
Alrighty. It's inconvenient, but I guess it would work.
You would just be wetting dope down. I don't understand. You're trying to cook crack, but you ain't using all the ingredients.
Yeah, it's, for starters, it's a waste. Or you have to sit in front of the steamer for about an hour to get the same amount, but then spread out over an hour. So I think that you won't even notice a lot from it.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
But yeah, that was Crocodile Dundee. It's still a movie.
Yeah.
And let me accompany us with some...
Monsters, you know what I'm saying? We had to bust the myth here.
Oh my goodness, that's terrible.
Well, to bust the myth, we should have to try it out.
I'm not up for that one, but hey, you know. Let's, one I can probably find somebody, and yeah,
we can probably find somebody.
In a minute, people go around the corner. We're gonna be hanging out at the Mitch Lair.
The Mitch Lair.
Y'all gonna get it live and exclusive on the Cocaine World.
Okay, we got a caller in queue. Let's see what the caller has to say.
Oh.
Hello?
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 Hi. No, I'm having connection problems with Skype. Can I ring you back in a minute, please, if you answer my call?
Yeah,
yeah.
Sure, no problem.
Yeah. Just be a minute. Okay, thank you.
Alrighty. That's somebody from the UK or Australia?
Yeah, they sound like they're from London, England.
Shout out to Skype getting us in contact with everybody from around the world, man. Y'all riding out of Wrecking the Game Radio. We live and remote exclusive from everywhere, but anywhere, straight out of space, yes. And this is the Stars and Smellers Prize with your host today, Side Nine, and Sidekick Smell So Good and Heaven Angel. We just... kicking ass on the side.
Hey, I'm just steering the spaceship. You do the talking, all right?
Well, I mean co-host. I'm sorry, I'm co-host. I didn't mean to take over your job, Evelyn. I'm sorry. You know, I'm just trying to get in where I fit in. Oh, man.
You the king of the show, baby.
Ain't nobody jumping on the bridge? Ain't nobody...
Nobody yep. Jumping on at the moment. Oh, where's the music on to? That's
can you call back, huh?
Quick.
What is the Skype call is all what? One.
What just
right?
Happened here?
I wonder why they hung up. We could hear them.
No, he said he was having problems with it though.
Oh.
Yeah, he said he was having problems with it.
Yeah, I can't even call on there. It won't even let me.
On Skype?
What was that?
Are you using Skype?
I'm not using my cell phone.
I'm saying, but you can't call using the Skype? Or do you even have a Skype account?
Nah, I won't call when I call on there.
Oh.
I guess you have to have Skype in order to call?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to do. I was going to get Skype so I can call into the show and use it straight off the laptop.
Oh. Yeah, no, I don't have Skype.
Yeah, that
you got
was my
Skype, Sinai?
Yeah, that's how he called into the show.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's how he called into
me?
The show.
Can you hear me?
What was that?
Hello? Hi.
Hello.
Thank you. Sweet, we're on it. I'm on it. Can you hear me fine? Can you hear me properly?
I can hear you good. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear. It's okay now. It's all right. I was having a couple of problems last time I connected. My Skype was playing up.
What's your name?
My name is Blair. Actually, I'm calling
Blair.
From the UK. Yeah, Blair.
Okay.
Blair from the UK?
Yeah.
Hey, Tony Blair,
isn't it? Yeah, I love that accent.
No. My name, Blair's, that's my first name. Fuck knows what my parents
okay.
Were on. They were probably on coke themselves when they gave me that name. Anyway, in this discussion, are we pro-drugs or anti-drugs?
Well, this is first of all, welcome to the show. Your host today is Captain Cyanide. He over there in the Netherlands. And I'm the co-host. I'm BJ smells so good today. I'm over in Tampa, Florida.
I'm in the state.
He's a regular host.
Yeah, I'm the regular host of the show, but I've switched gears, you know what I'm saying? We're doing something a little different today. And then we have the beautiful Miss Heavenly Angel. She's our sidekick. She's over in Washington. Seattle, Washington, here in the state. So this is it's called My Health, Your Health Monday. And so, you know, we just talk about, you know, cocaine in general, not no pros or cons. You know, we talk about whatever, you know, just different experiences, you know, different uses, some medical effects of it. You know what I'm saying? If you got some input on it,
yeah.
Welcome to chime in on it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, basically, I just love cocaine.
Alrighty. Where are you from? England?
Yeah, yeah. Midlands.
Alright.
And it's getting really
How do you use it now? You smoke it, you inject it, or inhale?
Straight up my nose, you know, straight. Oh, I love it, you know, that kind of thing.
That seems like the only way to really go, really, with it.
Yeah, that, or I put it in my eyeballs, which can be quite good. Or
I've heard of that.
I'm not doing that one.
Any gum?
You put eyeball? What?
I've heard of that. Yeah.
There are blood veins underneath your eye. When you press down your eyelid and look in the mirror, you can see that. So that is will be taken up pretty quickly into the brain through the blood veins that are there.
Yeah, so I know this guy called Eyeball Paul.
He was Eyeball Paul.
You know why?
Seriously, no. He was Eyeball Paul was this massive DJ, right, in Ibiza. And he used to do it with vodka and stuff. And, yeah, I'd start doing it with coke. Really good.
When was he a DJ in Ibiza? I know a friend of mine that goes there every year to work. And then in wintertime, he doesn't have to do anything. He's just laying around here, doing nothing. And in the summertime, he goes to Ibiza.
Well, I personally don't know him, but it was a couple of years ago. Eyeball Paul, his name is. You check him out on the internet.
Eyeball Paul, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, there was this new drug that came out in the UK a couple of years back, actually. It's called MCAT, or Meow.
Meow.
Yeah, it's gained the nickname Cocaine for Kids. It's fucking awesome, man. I fucking love it. Oh, it's fucking good. Yeah, anyway.
What is it? Do you know what it is?
I'm not exactly sure. It's plant food. But, yeah, it's plant food in a powder form, and stick it up your nose and everything's fucking awesome.
So, I mean, what's the difference between that and real cocaine? Is it like a real difference?
No, not really. The effects are sort of the same. It's better, to be honest. You know, it's proper cheap. You can get it off the internet, or you used to be able to get it off the internet before it was legal.
Legal?
Yeah, it was legal. Yeah, they sold it as a plant fertilizer.
Hey, you know they got some shit like that down here, but they're calling it too. But it's weed. It's supposed to be, you know, the fake weed and shit. But then.
Oh yeah, we love weed and all, man. Oh mate, I can do with a doobie right now.
Yeah, we all potheads here. So this is...
Yeah, come back on Wednesday.
Oh shit! Oh man.
Weed Day Wednesday.
Oh cool! Yeah, I'll definitely be up for that, man.
We're puffing every day anyway.
Yeah. I'm trying to pick up at the moment. Actually, it's fucking shit. My fucking dealer texted me today, right? Just like, yeah, fucking... I got loads of weed in, give me a ring. And I fucking rang him and he can't even answer the phone. Fucking arsehole.
Oh, hey, let me ask you something. So over here, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers bring it to you, but... You know what I'm saying? Is it more... You know, it ain't legal. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, how do they do it? You know, do you go and get it or somebody bring it to you? How'd that go?
The weed, oh no, well it depends, what the deal is like, really. If he's a sound guy, he'll drop it off, but it's usually you have to go and fucking get it, which is a bit of a pain in the arse. Yeah.
You have a travel.
What time is it there now?
What time is it? Oh, it's 5 to 7 in the evening.
That's not too late.
Yeah, it's not too bad, yeah. I just want to split, you know, I'll get proper pissed off.
How you finding the show, bro?
Pretty cool.
how did you find it? You just flipping through shows, or... How did you hear the show? How did you know the show? How did you find the show?
And I'm back.
Oh, okay. What happened?
We lost the caller. I don't know. I was walking around because I had to handle the switchboard and my battery died. But we got another caller in queue. 447. It's an international call, I guess. Let me take the call.
Alrighty.
Good day, caller.
Hello. I'm Mark Free.
I'm sorry, you're dropping out a bit.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Ah, yeah. Sorry, my name is Robert Biscuit. I'm also calling from the UK, actually. I know the call previously was on about the illegal drug MCAT.
Yeah. We're talking about the MCAT, yeah.
Yeah, but basically, what it is, it was sold over here, and the legal loophole was that it was sold as plant fertilizer. Yeah, man. Fertilizer, you just used to order it off the internet.
It used to
come over.
That's what we do with laughing gas. You can get those tablets, tablets, what is it called? The canisters, not the thing with whipped cream already in it, but pistol. And then you can take two of those, put it in a balloon, and suck it in. If you want, you can take a second balloon after that. That's pretty funny for a night.
Yeah, it is definitely. If you smoke a joint and have one of those, it's really brilliant, that is.
And attention, people, we're not condoning drug use. We're just demonstrating various forms of use.
Sorry. Like, obviously, I don't do it, but, everyone's got to have a hobby, haven't they?
Everybody got his perspective drugs. Everybody do some drugs. I don't give a damn what it is. If you eat too much, that's a problem. So,
what the hell is my Skype doing?
What would you say that your favorite drugs that you've tried are?
Oh, mine is weed. That's a favorite. That's all I like is hydro. If you can get Pineapple Express or some exotic shit, I'm all about that. I've never been to the experimenter, you know.
Yeah, man, it is. It's good shit, isn't it? Have you ever tried the Afghan Black?
Afghan Black.
Yeah, man.
I've heard that, but no, I ain't see that.
I'm back. Skype is really messing up today. We got two callers in queue. We got Heavenly Angel and we got Chow Jones back. So, let's bring him in.
Hello?
Hello, Judy.
Hello.
Hey, I'm Josh, mate.
Go, mate, you're
right,
you're
right.
Hey, go, mate. Hey, mate, go. Fucking love V-Gardy, man. Mint, blasted up his foot.
I'm buzzing, mate. I'm proper buzzing.
So you're talking about this in the UK party?
Serious conversation, man. Serious conversation. I've got here, I've got the guys that are hosting the show. I've got to be perfectly honest with you. I just randomly clicked onto the show and I wasn't sure, like, you know, what it was. I was going to chat some rare shit, but it actually turns out this is quite a cool show, to be honest. I might just stick around.
Yeah, this is a variety show, let me tell you.
If you don't mind. Sorry.
We welcome prank callers too, man, but no, this is I mean, we do everything here, man. We play music.
Anything
play
goes.
You know what I'm saying? We talk real good shit. You know what I'm saying? We don't waste 2 hours of time, though. I ain't got time for that.
Can I get some mashed potatoes, please?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some Yorkshire puddings. They're really nice. Have some of them.
Let me see. What? The mashed potatoes. Were the mashed potatoes?
Not sure, baby.
I like it. Like,
if this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
cool.
Baby.
You know
in England, we like
can you dig it?
Potato.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, am I going to get my nutty on today or what?
Well, who's going to read it?
You are.
I am. Well, I've got some chicken in the pan right here that doesn't really agree with that.
Are you trying to tell me I'm not getting my nutty on today?
Are you not getting your nutty on today? Well, you, I can give you the link to the website.
That's the first.
Well, I don't know what smell
you
got.
No to a lady?
Well, my stomach is saying, feed me, feed me.
I'll feed you already.
Hold on. Yeah, no, I'm gonna do something for you, girl. Just hold on. Get your nutty on.
Don't get me started on food. Oh my gosh.
Well, it's an hour later where I am right now, so imagine how hungry you am. You are in an hour from now.
My favorite food is shitload of everything on that pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah. Meat Feast, 10 inch.
Hey, I'm hanging up real quick.
Alrighty.
Call him back.
I hope so.
Yeah, you like cold pizza?
No, I like pizza cold, yeah, but I prefer it, you know.
Oh, yeah. Fresh out the oven. Okay, I get that.
What kind of pizza are you talking about?
Let's see now. I don't know.
I don't know.
I actually work in an American Italian style restaurant that we've got in England called Frankie and Benny's. They make some
yummy,
awesome pizza there. Oh, yeah. So what we got? Chinese chicken pizza. It's chicken in like a Chinese hoisin sauce. Fucking awesome.
Chinese chicken pizza.
Uh huh. Sounds good.
And now the people know where to find you.
Oh shit! Yes.
Thousands of listeners are gonna be there now.
Worldwide.
You can always do a promo for your work if you want to.
Oh yeah, right, man. We chop it up and spin it. You know what I'm saying? Chop it up and spin it. Hey, am I coming in clear, people?
Yeah, that's
crystal
better than
clear,
the last
baby.
Time. Oh, okay.
You got the nutty for me, baby?
Yeah, hold on. I'm doing something extra special for you guys. You know? Hold on to your draw.
Actually, we got the UK in the house now.
Yeah, y'all representing now. You know, I be talking mad shit about the UK on this show. Just to let you know, though. You know what I'm saying? Be honest with you. You know, y'all, what we do at the top of the hour is called the Nutty News. And normally the UK stays in the news for doing the nuttiest shit.
Yeah.
But lately, Florida's been catching up, so I don't know what the hell's been going on. You know? Y'all ain't been in the news lately. I think y'all been on strike.
Yeah, Florida's
and,
been in there a lot.
Yeah, Florida been buzz shit. Y'all need to update y'all shit too. Y'all move shit on the antivirus. All right, so
all
here we
now.
Go.
Not much exciting's going on in England these days. It's pretty Danny Dyer, if you ask me. I don't know.
Danny Dyer?
Yeah, do you know Danny Dyer?
Yeah, he does those, what's it called? Hooligan documentaries.
Yeah.
And he's done a UFO show
too.
UFO documentary too.
He was in a film with 50 Cent. Fuck knows what that was all about. Fucking hell.
Yeah, man, like, yeah, I can.
I'm from the Netherlands, so I know quite a bit of the UK and what's on television there. I got a Sky subscription. So.
Oh, cool, cool.
So you reach now.
Do you go to Amsterdam often or not?
No, I'm in the south of the Netherlands. Still a 2-hour drive to Amsterdam, but I come there on a regular basis. Yeah.
Cool, cool. I've been there a couple of times actually. It's quite a nice place, you know.
It's amazing.
Actually, no. It's fucking awesome, man. We love going to Amsterdam.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a trip to
it. ambition.
Ambition, ja, ik hoop, we kunnen ook Duits reden, dan kan de smelly das gar niet meer verstehen.
Yeah, just a little bit, only little.
I know,
you know, when all off the Richter scale.
Yeah. Yeah. It's thick and thin and dick and mutter. I only know, like, okay.
That's probably only funny for me.
Oh.
Oh, and I forgot
worldwide human people. This is worldwide human.
Yeah. What is the Naughty Muse Into song, actually?
Yeah, where is that at?
What's the Naughty Muse intro music?
What drawer are we talking?
It's, I forgot the damn drawer number. It's one of the, one with the alphabet number. And one of the AC, it says, close to the business time.
Can't
you
keep
your
drawers
straight?
It's in alphabetical
baby?
Order. Huh?
Okay, so what is it
going to
be under? Nutty News?
Oh, is that another caller? Let's bring on
everybody
caller.
Everybody
want
to talk about cocaine. What kind of shit is this? The world child being on. Y'all talking about cocaine?
I ain't getting my nutty on.
Y'all talking about cocaine? I heard somebody talking about cocaine. Yeah, I'm
talking
about cocaine.
And Carla, are you on there?
Hello. Yeah, I'd like to talk about cocaine.
No way, cocaine. Baby.
Sorry about the last time, but to be fair, cocaine is a brilliant substance. It's all kind of research done, but the use of it can actually make you compelled.
You're cutting in and out. We can't quite hear you.
Sorry about that. Can you hear me a little bit better now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Basically, I read a research on it from a British newspaper that the use of cocaine can actually make you more intelligent.
Josh, we can't hear you.
No, you're
yeah, it's up. Breaking up again. Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, your signal's, you're in and out.
Okay, doesn't matter. Cool.
I'm sorry. He dropped out.
He'll try calling back, maybe.
All right, then, people. Check this shit. Oh, you got it.
Hey, it's time.
What's the volume for this?
Oh, no, don't worry. It's only one set, bye. It's whenever it's right. That's the intro, all TV. Get back into the pool. You haven't had your after work yet. This is Radio Training 101, you know what I'm saying? Featuring live on Sam Big Cody, the trainer of the world. And I mean, you lean in and know it's work.
I might go to bed now. I've got work in the morning.
All right, people, it's time for the Nutty News. Nutty News of the day is brought to you from podcast.com. All your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall news around the world. I get into the Nutty News, bring you the news all the way from around the world. And I mean the world. And we're going to start this thing off, guess what? In Washington. Goddamn, no. Fucking Washington. Yeah. Shit.
Let me bring on the UK caller for the Nutty News of the day.
Oh, yeah. We got to educate you real quick. Okay, what we do right here, this is Nutty News. I'm going to read some different articles. We're going to have, you know,
brief little discussion about the articles. But these are nutty articles. These aren't articles that will ever be on CNN or BBC or anything on our network
Fox
down here. You know what I'm saying? Fox. Fuck Fox. Anyway. But, this is news from around the world. So we might be talking about your hood, my hood, anybody's hood. Besides the shoot right here. Live. Don't be alarmed, because we got a couple of awards that we give out, too. So if people do stupid shit, you might be hearing a series of awards. So don't be surprised when you hear us give some awards out. Just bear with us.
Where are the awards?
Oh, I got you. Don't even worry.
You're going to get the hang of this yet, son.
On the awards. Shouts out to Ray Ray, Zion Nye, Dow Jones. You know what I'm saying? We all up in this biatch. We all up in it. Well,
that...
does cocaine make you smarter?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it fucking does, mate.
It can help you concentrate. In fact, it doesn't make you smarter, but it can help you concentrate.
Read the
rules. Might make you smarter if you can concentrate.
Cocaine-induced dendritic spine plasticity. What the hell is that?
Where'd you say we are again?
That's
Washington?
Whoever dropped the link. Ray Ray dropped the link in the room.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's something I've done a research on. What the hell? All right, that's on some other shit right there, people. That's some private read type shit right there. If y'all like to educate y'allself on that kid, please read. All right, check it out. Hold on. Hello.
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 Oh.
Hello.
I'm here.
Hello.
Sorry, guys. This is Ray. That's the guy that dropped the thing in the message box about cocaine. The possibility of cocaine being able to make you smarter.
Yeah.
Let me see. All right, let me check the link.
My bad. Anyways, over here in Washington, y'all ready? We ready? Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Everybody
on?
We're on.
Okay.
I'm on.
All right, here we go.
We're
off.
Trying to get my nut.
Nut? Get your nut on. Go ahead, woman. Go ahead and get your nut on. Oh, sorry about that. We started this thing off in Washington. DC, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, how did that start?
Dick
yeah, I'm lying
Dick?
On the switch, bro. I'm lying. No, just Washington, just the state of Washington. So you
all
got
right.
different parts of Washington. Yeah. Mountain goat gores hiker to death. notoriously aggressive.
Real, it really
goat.
Happened.
Yeah, this is real news, people. This ain't
really happened.
This ain't
I live
up.
In Washington State.
This
just
shit ain't weren't made up
news.
Either, people. This is real news. And notoriously aggressive mountain goat attacked and killed a hiker in Washington's Olympic National Park. What the fuck? Was this goat in the Olympics? Oh, I'm sorry. Robert Boardman was picnicking at an overlook with his wife, Suzanne Chad, and a friend, Pat Willits, when the goat appeared. Boardman, 63, told his companions to move back down the trail. While he tried to scare off the animal. Instead, the goat charged Boardman, goring him in the leg with one of its horns. Now, I think that's your superhero.
guys, I've posted a link. You should click on it.
Thing about it is that goat has been aggressive for over the past few years, and they did nothing about it. They killed the goat now that he killed somebody.
It did?
Yep, he would follow people on the trail. He would had been aggressive towards people before, but hadn't charged. Now he charged.
Let a motherfucking goat just run wild.
Well, they live up in the mountains. This is in the mountains. This is in the forest, the Olympic National Forest.
Oh, okay.
These are wild goats. These aren't goats. They're not on a farm.
Oh,
they're out in the wilderness.
That's what they say. Stay the fuck out of our backyard. Goddamn, ain't nobody invite y'all some bitches in. Shit. Get the fuck out.
These are
out.
Those big white billy goats that have horns.
Get the fuck out. That's what he's saying. Get the fuck
Alrighty.
Out. Alrighty. Shout out to the animal.
My Skype is cutting out again.
Where's
Holy
the silent moment?
Now.
He was trying to rescue his family. He was trying to save his family, and he lost his life.
Man, sorry. Oh, he lost his wife?
You ain't got no silent moment?
He lost his wife.
He lost his wife.
Oh, I didn't know he said he died. I thought he just... Did I say... I thought he just said he gored him in the leg. He didn't die. No, he just gored him in the leg. He didn't die. Oh, he did die. Oh, my bad. Gored to death. Oh, how did I overlook that?
That's terrible.
Damn. That's messed up. All right, well, here you go, brother. My bad. Moment of silence.
And we're back. We got kicked out, sorry.
Yeah, we did. Are we back?
Over here in,
yeah, we're back.
Yeah, y'all back. Okay. Y'all good. I got you. Over in California, town gets phone service for the first time. What?
California? Really?
Damn. Yeah, a small mountain town in California now has phone service for the first time in history. The roughly 200 full-time residents in Iowa Hill, 100 people, man. Y'all fucking tripping. Oh, yeah. 58 miles northeast of Sacramento, finally got a dial tone. The Iowa Hill phone lines and wiring are being paid for by a $2.5 million grant from the California Public Utilities Commission.
How did they call their dealer before? Did they use smoke signals?
You know what
I'm
saying? Sand, sweet. 200 people. Now they growing their own shit up there in the mountains. That's what that is. They ain't bringing it down. That's how they're sustaining themselves. Shit, we're going to grow the weed up here. Then we're going to take it down to the bottom of the mountain. And we're going to sell it to everybody down at the bottom. Since we ain't got no phone here, they can't call us. So fuck. Oh, man. We over here in Maryland. Police, your mother is dead, and a woman comes back to life. Right.
All right. Indeed.
An Ann Arundel County woman who police reported dead after finding her blue and not breathing in her home was actually alive. She just had a lot of makeup. Oh, I'm just bullshit. Police recalled the check on Ruth Schilling Law Johnson, 89. Officers found her motionless on a bathroom floor, and one officer noted an odor similar to a decomposition smell, probably because she farted and couldn't get up. Oh, did I say that? Yeah. The officers did not check for a pulse. Instead, they called Johnson's adult son and told him his mother was dead. Damn, you talking about jumping to conclusions. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. We get somebody. Yeah, we just give them a boo. We'll be nice to them. Here you go.
Boo! That's very nice.
Yeah, that was to the police department.
Hey, that's pretty nice.
Being lenient.
Right, you didn't get the guns out.
Normally, you know what I'm saying? But we ain't got enough time, so I had to spare. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Here we go. God damn it, Florida. Shit.
Florida? Yeah.
92-year-old banned from libraries for unwanted advances. Hell no.
I'm enjoying it.
Oh, man. Stewart resident Herbert Johnson, 92 has been ordered to stay out of Martin County Public Libraries after waging an amorous campaign toward female employees. His offenses included, for one library in particular, a letter left on the front desk containing sexually explicit language stating what he wanted to do to her. And 92...
You got a Viagra, baby. You got a Viagra.
Yeah, I can't even do that for my dog. I was going to give him an award, an applause, because, you still get your yang up at 92. Yeah. Man.
Well, too bad
we
ain't got a UK caller on the line anymore, or they could have a laugh at you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Straight up. Man, look at him. Wow. Let's give him,
Timmy!
Yeah, there you go. You get a Timmy. All right. Dark Yoda in the building. Shouts out to Dark Yoda King. Dark Yoda King, senior of the Minute Home Skillet. What's happening to you? Shouts out to the guests. Well, I'll go ahead and let you stay through the news. And then your ass gets kicked the fuck out. Oh. My bad. Did I say that?
Uh-huh.
Is the music on? Oh. All right, keep this thing on move over here in New York. Teachers are fired for having inappropriate dealings with students. Damn, didn't they just do that in Africa, too?
Don't they do that everywhere?
Damn, they firing everybody. I'm trying to fuck damn
kids. There's just the places where they find out.
Let me educate y'all. You know what I'm saying? This must be a sex education class. Oh! No. At least three educators from City Public High School have been fired in the past 6 months for having inappropriate dealings with students on Facebook, one of which culminated in a sexual relationship. One of the booted employees is former Bronx teacher Chadwin Reynolds. A live picture of him. Allegedly even tried to get one teen to go out with him by getting her phone number and sending her flowers, candy, and a teddy bear. Thank you for the cheer for the last 5 minutes of the show. What a help Art has been. Thank you. I've been made comfortable, people, for the last 8 minutes of the show. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. All right, here we go. That's good housemanship right there. Appreciate you, brother. Okay. Anyways, in California, drunk father loses a 3-year-old son who looks like a little girl. Oh, that's probably why he lost. Oh, my bad. After a frantic all-day search, a 3-year-old boy, who authorities said was lost by his intoxicated father, was found safe, sleeping peacefully strapped into his car seat in a parking garage. How the hell you lose the car, too?
I've seen him do it.
And the kid just drove. Damn. Dylan Kurihara.
I've seen people do it at a parking garage, that they park their car, they walk away, but they don't look where the car is parked, and they come back and it's like, where did we park the car? I don't know, do you? No.
Man. Yeah, I've been higher that way too. But Dylan was found by a private citizen helping police search for the boy some 25 hours after he was last seen leaving a wedding in an SUV with his father at the wheel. Right. Alright, let me show you. 1A is the first insult.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, fourth-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
And then if you go down to where it has the ads drawer, it says fishbone.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch.
And there you go. All right, people, we got somebody beaming, wanting to be beamed up. Hold on just a second.
Timmy!
813, you're in the building. What's happening?
What's happening? DJ smells so good. What it is? 813 in the building, man. What's up?
Oh, man, we live. We are always live, you know what I'm saying? Just wrapping up some news up in this mofo flipper. What's happening?
Yeah, man, seen you on YouTube, man. I used to holler at you on 34, man, when you done moved, man. I done came back home from Georgia, man. I done came to 34 to come holler at you, know what I'm saying, get some CDs, man. You done moved, man. Where you at?
Oh, no, nah, I'm still there. I'm still there. You know what I'm saying? I'll be there after the show. You know what I'm saying? I'm right around the corner from the block.
Oh, okay. So you still moving?
I'm over in the hood. Right? I'm doing a remote. I'm doing a remote show from the hood today. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually
okay.
In the hood.
No doubt, man. Hey, shout out to my nigga Smell So Good, man. We on the left. You know what I'm saying? We doing our thing, Tampa Bay up the GA, you feel me? Shout out to you, dog. You know I'm coming out at you after the show, man.
Hey, now who this is?
Man, it's Easy B, man.
G Beasy?
Yeah.
The motherfucking G Beasy. God damn, they got to talk to y'all in like 30 motherfucking years. All right, well, hell yeah. I'll be over here on the block. Yeah, that's how I tell people. I ain't talked to you about 30 years. I'm only 32. You know what I'm saying? But shit, you get the pictures. You get the pictures. Yeah. All right. Shout out to whoever that was calling, representing GA. You know what I'm saying? All right. Big ups to you. Appreciate you swanging on through. All right. Oh, at least he didn't say something. My nigga, but that bitch ass, you know, if you want to call in, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, last but not least, man, since the UK don't want to be in the headlines, I can't find that. Believe me, people, I was scanning through. I was scanning through.
5 minutes.
So Florida 1, UK 0?
Yeah, man, Florida is in the headlines heavy, man. I can read 1, 2, 3, 4. The last 4 or 5 motherfucking articles off in Florida, man. God damn
it,
Florida.
Get busy, baby. Get busy.
Shit. All right, people. Fuck it. I'm going to put Florida on blast. God damn it.
It's about time.
Sons of bitches. Y'all
really get the nutty on, baby.
Over here in Florida, people. Hometown. Shelters refuse to adopt out black cats. God damn right. Who the fuck wants
what?
A black cat? Oh, my bad. Sorry, now, ain't one of your cats black?
No.
Oh.
But I wouldn't mind
a black cat then.
I wouldn't mind a black cat.
Right, I bet you wouldn't. I have some here in the States. I can get it for the low, you know what I'm saying? Oh. Anyways, October should be the month of the black cat, but for those sitting in shelters across the county, there's little reason to celebrate. While big box stores are filled with Halloween decorations depicting their likeness, sheltered black cats may have to wait until the holiday passes before they find their forever homes. At least 3 shelters in Palm Beach County halt adoptions of black cats before the holiday, fearing for the cats' safety. What?
Why for the cats' safety?
Why?
Do they eat black cats around the holidays?
Yeah, I'm wondering.
Do they sacrifice some devil worshippers?
Over here in Florida, homeless people rent
Florida?
Parking spaces.
Did I hear Florida?
And a vacant garage. Hey, Mula Nekas out here. I am giving y'all the last Mula Neka news from Mula Neka, Florida. Goddamn Mula Neka.
2 minutes left.
Three homeless people plotted to cheat fans parking at a playoff game between the Tampa Bay Rays and Texas Rangers at the St. Pete Times Forum. Anthony Paul, 54, Jerry Townsend, 47, and Abigail Hill, 26, allegedly took over a vacant garage near Tropicana Field and posted signs advertising parking spaces for $20.
2-0.
Damn, they hitting COVID. Wow. Give you one more. Busy thief took parts from 35 AC units. God damn. This is all the shit we do here in Florida. That's some country-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? We take electric meters and shit so we can get some power. Fuck that shit. Police said they arrested a man who allegedly stole coils and copper parts from dozens of air conditioning units and sold them for scrap. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office said Robert John Rutherford, 24 took parts from 35 commercial air conditioning units and sold the metal as scrap. He was jailed in lieu of $164,163 bond. And that would do it, goddammit.
Wow.
More, but I can't give you no more. It's more.
So what's the end score? Florida against...
I don't know. Goddammit. Florida.
Special thanks to the UK for calling in. Come
man,
back now.
That's
you
real,
hear?
Man. Big ups to who is it? Ray Ray off in this.
Ray Ray, was that Blood or? Joe Jones
or something like that?
Yeah, Joe Jones.
And
Robert.
Joe Jones was the one that fucking loved cocaine.
Yeah, fucking loves cocaine. I fucking love cocaine. All right, 813, you back up in the building. Last
hello?
Minute of the show. Hello.
Hey.
Come on. How y'all doing?
Should've like four minutes. What's happening?
How you doing?
I'm good. My name is Gutter Baby. I'm located
this is
in
shit Tampa. Right here, people.
I'm located in Tampa right now, but I'm really from Georgia.
Dang,
for,
baby, would you like some fries with that shake?
Yeah, no. But,
oh,
my
bad.
I'm looking for
So, do you like fat guys with no money?
No. Hell no. Listen.
Oh, my bad.
Listen. I'm looking for, I was looking for, if it's my upcoming producers, that promote my music. Because I'm an upcoming artist, and I'm trying to come out. I'm 16 years old and trying to come up.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. I mean, I might be able to put you in contact with, like, Kid Croc or somebody like that, but you got to be, like, 18 to deal with me, baby. So, I ain't... The clubs
okay.
I deal with is 18 and up clubs, you know what I'm saying? So,
uh-huh.
That's the only thing about that. But, now, I mean, I could hook you up with somebody who look for beats and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? You need to hook up, like, Deep Productions, my homeboy Brian. Shouts out to Brian out there. Or you uh-huh. got... You got my homeboy Unk Tracks, you know what I'm saying? You're putting out
yeah.
all these are leading
yeah.
industry people, you know what I'm saying? But they'll work with you, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
Don't be messing with the niggas in the closet.
Yeah. Can you play her music
here,
though? Can you play her music?
Yeah, I'll play it, though. If you send me your music, you got an email address? You got email? You online?
Yeah, I got an email address.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you send me your music, you know, I'll play it here on the show. You know what I'm saying? I give you that much justice. I play it on the show.
All right.
What's your name again?
Gutter
Baby.
Gutter Baby. But my email address is easybaby17@love.com.
Woman, I ain't writing that down. You better write mine down and send me your music.
Love.com?
It's easybaby, easybaby, 17@love.com.
What is that, love or lie?
At lie.com.
Oh, right. Lie? How do you spell it?
Yeah. L-I-V-E.
Oh, live. Got you. Okay.
And what's your web address?
WDGE Radio. WDGE Radio at gmail.com.
Okay. Is WDG?
DGE yeah. Radio.
Can you feed the
do you hear the grasshopper, which is at your feet?
Old man, how is it that you hear these things?
Young man, how is it that you do not?
Young woman, how is you not hear what I say?
It's slow.
Hey, check it out. No, it's WDGE. Radio is all one word, WDGE Radio at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yeah, then you send me the music, and then, you know what I'm saying, call back in and request it, and then I'll play it and get your friends to call in. Not
all right,
really,
thank you.
You know, yeah.
All right,
the DJ
smells so good.
Hey, that's
that. What's
Oh, man. Hey, we was out here, people. The show the fish loaves, man. We got to get up out of here, man. Shouts out to Mr. John New out there. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we're going to close the show with old Mr. John New. And this is one of the two. It's time to eat anyways. You know what I'm saying? Time to get a grub on.
Uh-huh.
Hey, much love to you, Mr. Cyanide. Thank you, man, for holding it down. You know what I'm saying? And Ms. Heavenly Angel, thank you for kicking ass on the side to provide the information. And thank you, everybody out there, Goofy Boat, out there for holding it down and getting us started today. You know what I'm saying? And everybody that participated. And everybody called in from the UK worldwide. You know what I'm saying? Much love to you. And stay off cocaine if you ain't got the money for it.
I'm that beast. Yeah, I'm that beast. I'm that beast.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug, people.
I'm that beast. I got good pussy. I'm that beast. Yeah, I make that money.
Oh, damn crew, I got you.